Communication is a critical part of our lives. When we have problems speaking or understanding, our very existence is affected. Millions of Americans suffer from communication disorders. In fact, stuttering affects about 1% of the population. Speaking in a lecture in the 2002 Medicine for the Public Lecture Series, Dr. Dennis Drainer of the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders says, as a group, communication disorders are surprisingly genetic in nature.
There have been a variety of studies that have asked this question in different ways, and the answers vary depending on the study, but there's a fairly consistent body of information that tells us that genes are a major contributor to these disorders. As a rough ballpark estimate, perhaps as many as, in some cases, half of certain classes of disorders are apparently inherited in nature, as opposed to having some other cause.
Dr. Drainer says today's genetic methods and technologies are allowing researchers to find the genes that cause these communication disorders and learn what they do. He adds, this is an important step toward improved treatments. This is Calvin Jackson, the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.